Blackstone Audio presents The Song of Hartgrove Hall, a novel by Natasha Solomons. This book is read by James Langton. For Luke and his grandparents. Woman much missed, how you call to me. Thomas Hardy, The Voice. Worse than thieves are ballad collectors, for when they capture and imprison in cold type a folk song, at the same time they kill it. John Lomax, Introduction to American Ballads and Folk Songs, 1932. March 2000. Edie sang at her own funeral. It couldn't have been any other way. Most people first knew her by her voice. New acquaintances took a few weeks or months to reconcile that voice, that thrill of sound, with the slight, grey-eyed woman holding the large handbag. She was a garden thrush, with the song of a nightingale. It was one of her nicknames, the little nightingale, and the one I felt suited her best. The nightingale isn't quite who we think she is. Contrary to what most people believe, the nightingale isn't a British bird who winters in Africa. She's an African bird who summers in England, and the sought-after music of an English summer evening is really music from the African bush, as native to Guinea-Bissau as to the moss-sprung and anemone-speckled copses of Berkshire and Dorset. Edie once told me that the English countryside never really made sense to her. Her tiny Russian grandmother had looked after her while her parents managed.